Welcome to the Star Coalition Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today we are speaking with Bonnie Siegel. She is the co-founder and vice president of the Siegel Institute for Clinical Research. If you want to learn more about Siegel, please visit them online at www.siegeltrials.com. First of all, it's a great pleasure to have you with us. I wanted to talk today about the incredible work that Siegel has been doing in the areas of community outreach, specifically with mental health advocacy. Can you just tell us a bit about this, please?
Well, we started out with the NAMI walk back in 2015, and we loved it. It was a great experience for our staff. It was a great experience for everybody that was involved. So I'd have to say that was pretty much the impetus, the catalyst that really got the passion flowing to go ahead and begin to seek collaboration with the different advocacy groups within the communities, both in Dade County and in Broward counties, really more or less where we started. The kinds of things that we've done is that after the walk, we went ahead and reached out to NAMI, and we went ahead and after having had some discussions with your Luke and yourself and with Carol with regard to the Star Coalition, and really more or less empowering us with the need to go ahead and create collaborative efforts with these different advocacy groups. We were empowered, and we went after going ahead and meeting with NAMI after the walk. So we had the meetings initially in the offices to talk about just what their needs were. It was very interesting, those meetings, and more or less just to all of us, the Miami chapter and also the Fort Lauderdale chapter, we didn't really quite know exactly what to say, how to conduct ourselves. And it was just kind of like very uncharted territory, kind of like pioneering something, if you will. We all were in it together. So after a few meetings, we realized that, hey, let's just go ahead and let's focus on education. So we went ahead and organized a couple talks, which we then went ahead and facilitated at the Miami chapter meeting. And we had about 40 people come out. We had the two of our docs go ahead and deliver presentations about clinical trials. And also we talked about drugs that are on the horizon, and all for the sake of giving people, really what the goal was to give hope to the constituents and let people know what's happening in the world of research, that there are potential care options out there as well. And that was extremely rewarding. We also talked about new drug delivery mechanisms, and there was a lot of interest spawned in relative to that, especially as it related to individuals that are suffering from different psychotic disorders and also addiction. So that was really very rewarding, and we were very successful at the meeting in Dade County and then followed by the meeting in Broward County.
It sounds like the response was positive, right? I mean, and why do you think that educational piece is important for people in the community?
After doing a pretty thorough analysis of all of the individuals that we had recruited in 2015 into our clinical trials, it was very interesting to look at where the individuals were coming from. And it was really apparent that there was an overwhelming lack of education and still a very big need to recruit and to identify volunteers for our trials that have never been exposed to a clinical trial. So we realized that one of the only options that we have is, along with, of course, making more relationships, we had to go ahead and go out to the community and create more awareness and just educate people. So there was just from that initial analysis, it was very, very obvious that we had to go ahead and just find ways to just get out there and just spread the word about clinical research. And from what we found is that the way to go ahead and do this, it wasn't about, it was very obvious. It wasn't about promoting the studies. That's not where we were at. We, again, in looking at this analytically, it was about, well, we're so not there yet. What we have to do first is really break it down, and we really have to go ahead and focus on just education. Let's just talk about the clinical trial process, why we do clinical trials. That's the baseline that we were at. So we realized the work that we had in front of us, and that's the more or less kind of the route that we took. And that's what I think enabled us to gain the trust of the advocacy groups that we're working with. And yeah, it's been very positive.
And I, from some of the conversations we've had, every time you talk about trying to maybe engage your staff and volunteering in the community, I mean, you just really light up. And so, and you say your staff love to go out and feel like that what they're doing is making an impact in the community. Are there, what's the feedback from your staff been about really making this move? Because it seems like it's something, like even now I can tell you're just excited mm-hmm. about the fact that that's happening.
I just think that it is, everyone feels a tremendous sense of satisfaction and a sense of feeling rewarded. It makes for a much more purposeful, meaningful day for most of these folks that we're working with. So, and it ranges from not only the folks that are in the trial site, but I mentioned the corporate office. And just so that you're not just coming in and like punching in and punching out, there's a meaning towards what you're doing. And we try to connect the dots. So every little thing that you're doing, again, even in the corporate office, what you're doing at the end of the day, you're making a difference because you're helping us achieve this goal.
And people need to be reminded of that, obviously. I mean, they need to be reminded. In all industries, whether you're in treatment or research, or even if you work in a hospital setting, that mm-hmm. sometimes we need to be reminded that what we're doing is making a positive impact on people.
And making a positive impact, and that even it might seem, their job might seem tedious, it might seem boring, it might seem, oh, that this is just part of the grind. But I feel this differentiates us, and this is an important differentiating factor, and it's very interesting. So when you say that my face lights up, you can imagine that I see the light going on and the lights being lit up from the faces of many of our staff members. When you see literally the light bulb going off, be like, oh, I see what I'm doing. I understand what I'm doing. I understand how I'm making a difference.
That's fantastic. So I know that you're very involved with things that are happening, you know, locally, nationally, globally, when it comes to research. Mm-hmm. Are there some things that you've noticed recently that you feel there's some really innovative moves into research? What's happening in this industry that you find exciting?
All the stakeholders are seemingly at this point very open-minded about collaborating, and also everyone is seeming to get it with regard to the need to begin to educate and promote awareness about clinical trials, and especially clinical trials relating to mentally ill patients. I mean, that's clearly what I see is it's like a phenomenon what's happening, how every stakeholder just seems to be getting it now. So no matter what kind of conversations that I'll be in with, it could be from somebody from a contract research organization, somebody from a pharmaceutical company, somebody on from an advocacy group, wherever it might be, or looking even at the government and with what's happening now with the FDA and looking at initiatives to go ahead and realizing this, we've got to go ahead and create more awareness. We have a problem in the U.S., with regards to the lack of clinical trial participants. We've got to get the word out there. Everyone seems to be in it together. Everyone seems to be investing time, investing some money with regard to this, whereas never before did we see this kind of thing happening. So it seems like we're all working together to take some baby steps, which we all hope, I believe, are going to start to make a big difference very soon, or maybe the next couple of years we'll start to see some impact. We're seeing it already now.
And there's so many components to this machine. I mean, there's so many. You talk about the FDA, you talk about, you know, clinical research, pharmaceuticals, even the advocacy, there's so many different moving parts that it seems overwhelming, right? But you're seeing this type of enthusiasm that's beginning to build. And I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah, I don't find it overwhelming at all. Because when you do something that you love and you do something that you're passionate about, then that you don't feel, there's no feel sense of overwhelming. You feel just a sense of passion, and it comes very naturally. And I think that being able to, once you from where I am and being one of the owners of the company, having that as a value, and it just, it trickles all the way down. So, and then everybody embodies that, everybody starts to feel that. And I don't get the sense that by adding advocacy, by adding collaboration, by adding education, by adding awareness, I haven't gotten a single complaint that this is something that I don't want to do. It's like, oh, when can I do this more?
And I believe that type of enthusiasm can really only come from a true leader and also a visionary. So I want to thank you for spending some time with us today on the Star Coalition podcast. We've been listening to Bonnie Siegel. She is the co-founder and vice president of Siegel Trials. If you want to learn more about this organization, again, please look at their website, www.siegeltrials.com. Thanks for joining us today. Check out future podcasts coming up from the Star Coalition as we interview some of the thought leaders in the areas of treatment, advocacy, research, and recovery. Have a great day.